Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Evar Swanson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty Hopkins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Cascarella. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Joe Cascarella. And now, play ball. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Swanson moves to second. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Berry for a passed ball. Swanson moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Swanson. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Swanson steals second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-0 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cascarello fields it and throws to first for the out. Swanson moves to third. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Swanson scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Cascarella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cascarella hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Hopkins reaches second base with a double. There goes Dykes trying to get to home. Johnson throws the ball into McNair, who relays the ball to Berry, who tags Dykes, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swanson strikes out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Cascarella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cascarella is 0-for-1 in the game. Cascarella takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hopkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-2 in the game. Shea hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons bunts towards the mound. Cascarella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swanson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Haas goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards second. Williams fields it and throws to Fox, who tags Appling for the out. Simmons scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes moves to second. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bing Miller pinch hits for Charlie Berry. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNair moves to second. Lou Finney pinch hits for Joe Cascarella. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney bunts towards third. Hopkins fields it and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to third. Miller moves to second. one out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. McNair scores. Miller moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frankie Hayes now catching. Sugar Cane now pitching. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-3 in the game. Shea hits a line drive towards third. Higgins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-3 in the game. Lyons strikes out. Two outs. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Haas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.